T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Well, we know the Biden administration loves to change things through administrative fiat instead of going through Congress. We saw them do it with Title IX this past week. They've also tried to do it with so-called ghost guns, because if you call something a ghost, it's apparently supposed to be scary. But that's being challenged now to the Supreme Court. It got overturned, and we've got Cam Edwards with us this morning, host of BearingArms.com, there, editor up there, and host of the NRA News, Cam and Company, and 40 Acres and a Fool. Cam, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm good, my friend. Good to have you on here. I saw that the Supreme Court granted cert to that ATF ghost gun rule. So this is the administration challenging a lower court ruling that tossed out their actions, correct?
That's right. 2 lower court rulings, as a matter of fact. A U.S. District Court judge decided that the ATF did not have the authority to issue this rule. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. And as you say, the DOJ appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case yesterday. The oral arguments will be held this fall.
So what's your definition of a ghost gun? I mean, you order all the parts online and assemble it at home, which still isn't easy, right?
Yeah, it's not even that, right? Because when you're talking about how the federal government defines a firearm, the part of the gun that they consider to be a firearm is a frame or a receiver. So the ATF rule deals with unfinished frames and receivers, things that are not completed, right? So you can buy something that's maybe 75%, 80% complete. It's not considered a firearm under federal law. You get that piece of metal and you finish it, right? You complete the other 20% of the work that needs to be done to turn it into a receiver. Well, again, under federal law, we could make our own guns. We don't have to serialize them. We don't have to register them with the government. And that's what the ATF was trying to address here, right? They want those guns registered. They want those guns serialized. They want to know who's building these guns. And so the ATF rule defined these unfinished gun parts as if they were completed firearms, meaning that they would have to be serialized. You have to go through a background check when you buy one of these kits. And that's the rule that's being challenged, because they are redefining what a firearm is. And that's Congress's job, not the ATF's.
Yep. The court announced that it will hear Vanderstock v. Garland this fall. So we do know that the Supreme Court will end up hearing that particular story.
That's right. And, you know, this is the second ATF rule that the ATF has agreed to hear a challenge to. Oral arguments were held earlier this year on the ATF's bump stock ban, which was put in place during the Trump administration. And, you know, the ATF has continued to promulgate these rules that really should be, you know, legislation coming from Congress. They've gone after pistol stabilizing braces.
Yes.
They just redefined who is engaged in the business of selling firearms. So you're right. The Biden administration is trying to use the ATF as sort of a fiat for Congress, right? When they can't get their gun control bills through Congress, well, let's just, you know, put them in place through an ATF rule instead.
Cam, I saw the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, just signed a bill that would let staff get a permit so that they could carry on school grounds. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee passed similar legislation, but it looks like Iowa took it one step further because this gives the districts and the armed employees immunity for the use of reasonable force. And then it also requires the largest school districts in the state to have those school resource officers, which seems like an obvious thing. Like, why are all districts across the country not required to do that? But sadly, I can think of several here in the St. Louis area that don't have the school resource officers.
Yeah, you know, I think for a lot of districts, it's a budget issue. Unfortunately, for some districts, it's a political issue, right? Democrats aren't just opposed to armed school staff. They're opposed, by and large, to school resource officers. They view police in schools as part of this, you know, school-to-prison pipeline.
Right.
As opposed to being there to protect kids, right? So I'm with you. I'm glad to see that Governor Reynolds signed this bill. Iowa has allowed armed school staff in the past, but it's been a little bit difficult for teachers to undergo the process of, you know, being able to carry lawfully. So hopefully this will ease the way a little bit, and, you know, we will see other states move forward with similar programs.
Have you heard of any other states aside from Tennessee or Iowa that are considering this kind of legislation?
Well, I mean, you've got states like Texas, Utah, that already have these laws in place, Colorado, Ohio. So there are already thousands of educators who are carrying. But yes, Kentucky also passed, I believe it's called a Guardian bill this year, that is not specifically designed for armed school staff, but it is designed to have volunteers, maybe retired military, who could, again, serve as that first line of defense. So I think you will see more and more states take up this issue because, again, this is about protecting our kids, right? And if you have a rural school district where first responders are maybe 20 or 30 minutes away, you want that immediate response if somebody comes on campus with murder on their mind.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You want a good guy with a gun in there for sure. Also saw on BearingArms.com you had a story about law enforcement and these gun buybacks. I mean, when they've had those in St. Louis, my impression is what they do is they go through their closets and they get grandpa's old 1930 shotgun and turn that in for 50 or 100 bucks, and it does very little to take the guns off the street that they're targeting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not aware of any academic research that shows there's been any value to these gun buybacks, right, outside of political value, because the politician who proposes these things, they typically get a lot of positive press, they get good headlines, right? But in terms of, you know, impacting public safety, you're right. There is no impact. The guns that are typically turned in are what we call garbage guns, right? They're old, they're rusty, they've been in someone's basement or someone's attic collecting dust for a while. You know, it's silly. It doesn't necessarily violate our Second Amendment rights, but again, in terms of addressing public safety, why don't we go after the people who are actually committing these violent crimes instead of, you know, grandma's gun that she hasn't touched in 20 years? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep, I would agree with that completely. Cam, thanks for your time, my friend. We appreciate it.
As always, Mark, thanks so much.
Always great to have you on. BearingArms.com. You can find out more on there about his 40 Acres and a Fool podcast that he's doing as well these days.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.